And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
A perfectly good brain wasted.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is mindset. Each of my guests is discussing the impact of one's mindset has on one's performance. My first guest is a recovering attorney who now advises millions of people daily on her syndicated talk show. She helped us change our mindset to discover a more powerful person inside from her latest book, Stop Saying You're Fine. My next guest is living proof that you can change your mindset and succeed. Once the head of this country's largest PR firm, he now heads his own eponymous firm. We'll talk to him about his business, how his business has changed in the internet age, as we discuss his latest book, Public Relations, Leveraging PR in the Digital World. Robert Dillon-Schneider is the founder and principal of the Dillon-Schneider Group, which was formed back in October of 1991. Prior to forming his own firm, Robert was president and chief executive officer of Hill Knowlton, which from the years 1986 to 1991, which, for those of you who don't know, is this country's largest public relations firm. He has counseled major corporations, professional groups, trade associations, and educational institutes as he's assisted clients in dealings with regulatory agencies, labor unions, consumer groups, minorities, and others. Mr. Dillon-Schneider has authored 8 different books, including the best-selling Power of Influence, A Briefing for Leaders on Power, The Critical 14 Years of Your Professional Life, Moses as CEO, The Critical Second Phase of Your Professional Life, and most recently, Critical Career Decisions After the Age of 50 for the Rest of Your Life. Mr. Dillon-Schneider started in public relations back in 1967 in New York, shortly after receiving his master's in journalism from Ohio State and his BA from the University of Notre Dame. Hi, Robert. It's Bill. How are you today?
Bill, how are you?
I am doing terrific. Thank you so much for being our guest on the line. Appreciate it.
I am so sorry to be late. I apologize.
Well, that's all right. We made do while you were gone. And let's jump right into it. We've got a theme today, and every show has a theme. Today's theme is mindset and how your mindset towards public relations has to change, particularly in the internet age. Because public relations, even though it was one of the first industries to harness the power of the internet, it really has had a dramatic change on that. So let's just go to the headlines if we can, please. And I'm going to ask you to analyze a recent public relations coup in this country, the assassination of Osama bin Laden. And I want to ask you, how did the White House spin this event to give President Obama a 9-point rise in the public opinion polls? What did they do right with this story?
Well, it's very dramatic, of course, what they did. And I think probably 99% of your listeners are thrilled at the fact this happened.
Sure.
But one of the things that they did was they held it till the last moment and they made it very dramatic.
Yeah.
The second thing they did was they put a photograph out, and the photograph showed actual process being the assassination in progress. The third thing they did was they rooted the success of the assassination in the valor and self-confidence and heroism of the American SEALs. Everybody felt good about that, and we all felt like we were a SEAL. Fourth thing they did, and by the way, there is a downside to it.
Right.
The fourth thing they did was they then started to leak out, I don't think they should have done this, but that's my view, what was found in Osama's lair. And the reason I don't think they should have leaked it out is I think it alerted the terrorists to what was there. That's not good. The reason they did it was to demonstrate that putting those SEALs in there, because after all, it cost 10 years and $2 trillion to do this. The reason they did it was to justify the expense.
Sure. That makes sense. We're talking to Robert Dillon-Schneider, author of the book Public Relations, Leveraging PR in the Digital World. We're talking about the assassination of Osama bin Laden. So you mentioned that there were some downsides to the way the press was handling, or the White House handled the press for the assassination. How could the White House have presented this in a better way to the American public, or in at least a different way, Robert?
Well, I think, A, they did okay. I think, B, they should have done what you and the media call a TikTok. The TikTok is what happens hour by hour, minute by minute, and how it unfolded. It would have added to the drama of it. They didn't do that. What, in fact, has happened and what is now coming out is a story, I don't know whether it's true or not, that Obama and Valerie Jarrett actually did not want to go in and take Osama out. They wanted to delay it. They wanted to sleep on it. They didn't want to take him out. What happened, again, this is, I don't know if this is true or not, is Hillary Clinton, Leon Panetta, Bill Tilley, and others said to Obama, you have to do this, and therefore they got rid of him. They should not have allowed that rumor to fester. That's a big thing they should have avoided.
Right, and it's interesting because the photo that you see of them sitting around the table watching the event as it's actually, or just after it had happened, by the body language that Hillary Clinton is showing, it's not all convincing that she might have been all in on the decision to go out and take Obama to take Bin Laden out. Now, let me ask you this: on the other side of the aisle, if you will, what did the Republicans? How did they spin this event? You know, most of them said we agree with what the president did, and then there's the big but. How do the Americans? How do the Republicans spin that a little bit differently?
Well, the Republicans, of course, while they applauded Obama being taken out, tried to change the game in three ways. One is they said, as important as it was to take Osama out, the real issue is in Yemen, Egypt, Syria, Algeria, and Tunisia. And I believe, by the way, number one, they're correct.
Mm.
The second thing they did was they tried to get a story out, and I know this is correct, that another big issue is taking place now with Chavez in Caracas, Venezuela. Chavez, operating behind the scenes with not a lot of noise out there, is trying to dig a stronger position in Venezuela that's anti the United States. The Republicans tried to get that one out. And the third thing they tried to do, and I think you've seen this with John Boehner and many others, is they simply tried to change the issue and not talk at all about Osama and Pakistan and taking him out. They talked about taxes, immigration, and other factors. So those three things are things they did.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're talking to Robert Dillenschneider, Public Relations Leveraging PR in the Digital World, and it is a different world out there because of the Internet, Robert. We don't have time to go into all of the stuff that's out there right now that's available to a small company or even a large company to manage their public relations. But one of the aspects, and just briefly if you could answer this, how does one control negative PR? Now that you've got all of the Internet out there, anybody can say anything and spin it any way that they would like. How do you manage negative PR in the Internet world?
Well, there's an old rule, which is once the bus has hit you, don't let him back up and back over you. So the first thing you do, for example, I was talking to a man this morning who was very excited because he wanted to announce he was coming out of bankruptcy. I said, why are you going to announce that? That's announcing a negative.
Right.
He said, what do you think I should do? I said, you should talk about the substance of what you're going to do, not where you were. So he never mentioned the word bankruptcy, and it came out quite well for him. So number one is not mentioning the negative. That's very important. Number two is when there is a negative, and there frequently are negatives, recognize that the way the Internet is built, the way websites are built, the way that social media are built is one thing on top of the other. So if you pile 20 things on top of one negative, it takes a long time to get down to that one negative. And that's a very important thing to do. And if the 20 things are interesting, they will involve the reader, they will involve the person that is doing the surfing, and they'll never get to the negative. That's the second thing. A third thing is to take the negative and flip it 180 degrees, and without mentioning the negative, talk about the positive. So those are three things that can be done right away.
And those are very useful tools. We've been talking to Robert Dillenschneider, author of the book Public Relations, Leveraging PR in the Digital World. Robert, if people are interested in what you have to say, they want to learn more about you, your company, or your book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, they probably ought to go to the website, which is thedillenschneidergroup.com, and I think they'll pick up a lot of information that way, and they'll get a lot of the information that we're sending to people in private, so it'll be quite interesting for them.
Good. And Robert, since most people don't know how to properly spell Dillenschneider, how would you spell that for them?
Forgive me, it's something I was born with at birth. It's D-I-L-E-N-S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R, Dillenschneider.
That's it, the Dillenschneider Group. Thank you so much, Robert, for being our special guest. We'll talk to you down the road.
Billy, thank you very much.
Thank you.